USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A key Democrat is supporting Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court.
As more and more Republican senators cannot get behind Judge Jackson's Supreme Court nomination, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said Friday that he will vote in support of confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Because Republicans don't have the numbers, Manchin's support essentially guarantees Jackson's lifetime confirmation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man is facing battery charges for punching a Southwest Airlines employee. Police say Courtney Drummond was taken off a plane at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport because of his aggressive behavior. He then allegedly threatened a gate attendant before hitting the employee. A mixed bag on Wall Street to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 153 points to close at 34,861. The S&P adding 23 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ lost 22. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A steady stream of refugees continue to make their way into Poland.
Refugees from the Ukraine war are arriving in Poland by the tens of thousands and are traveling to Warsaw. While the Polish capital has welcomed all refugees, the mayor says the city is at its limit and needs drastic help. Warsaw has taken in more refugees than any city in the world, bumping its own population up by 20% since the start of the Russian invasion 30 days ago.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. A 14-year-old boy died after falling off a 400-foot Icon amusement park ride near a busy street in Orlando. Orange County, Florida Sheriff John Mina explains what his department has determined so far.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office role in this incident is to determine whether or not this is an accident. And based on all of our preliminary investigation and information, it appears to be a terrible tragedy.
James Bond is coming to Amazon Prime. The streaming service greenlit a TV series called 007's Road to a Million, a reality series with a Bond-style twist. Britain's 72-year-old films will produce an 8-part series with James Bond producers. According to Variety, it has been in the works for about 4 years and closed in on an $8 billion deal with MGM last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.